Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
Hell yeah, it's Notes from the North. Ravens off a bye. No Lamar practice yesterday, which we'll talk about and have talked about over the next few days. But other things happen in the division over the weekend. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, all of our guests brought to you by the Window Nation Guest Hotline. Let's start off in Pittsburgh with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray Fittipaldo. Ray, welcome back to the program. And last week, we were wondering why Mike Tomlin was running hot about Cleveland trading Joe Flacco to Cincinnati. I guess Thursday night, we found out why.
He still looks pretty good, guys, doesn't he? I mean, that was like going back to 08 or 2010, 11, 12. I mean, he's such a good player. I know it's not consistent anymore, but yeah, there's a reason Tomlin said that. Flacco's had their number over the years, and listen, you give him two receivers like Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, he's going to be really effective.
Ray, what was the matter with the defense? I mean, you're just playing man-to-man cover. You know what's coming, you know?
Yeah, I mean, listen, they tried everything. I mean, they brought in Jalen Ramsey for that game. They thought Jalen Ramsey was going to be able to cover Jamar Chase. That didn't work out. So plan B was, okay, let's play zone a little bit. Flacco carved up the zone too. So, you know, Tomlin said after the game, because I asked him about, like, why didn't you double Chase more? And he said on the one occasion they doubled Chase and T. Higgins, that Iosifis from Princeton – beat Darius Slay down the middle for a big gain right before halftime, and they ended up kicking a field goal that was a big play in that football game. So, you know, the point is everything they tried in that game didn't work, and they got to come up with a better plan B when the Bengals come to town here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they didn't have much of a pass rush either, you know, and I mean, because if you let Flacco stand back there, he's going to pick anybody apart.
Yeah. And I think I read that he got rid of the ball like in 2.6 seconds on average. So there wasn't a lot of time for guys like Watt and Highsmith and Herbig to get home. But, yeah, they barely touched him. And you're right. When you give a guy like that time, you know, anyone who's seen every coverage there is. And I think that's why Flacco is so valuable to teams. And it's why Aaron Rodgers is still playing. Mm-hmm. When you have that knowledge from a 20-year career, you know, it's pretty invaluable at this point. And, you know, we saw it in that game, you know, two 40-something quarterbacks putting up 64, 65 points. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh's got to be extremely happy with Aaron Rodgers up to this point.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know if you guys saw that Bengals game, but the thing that impresses me the most is his mobility, mm-hmm. being able to escape pressure. I mean, he's not the Aaron Rodgers from 10 years ago, but maybe he's the Aaron Rodgers he was pre-Achilles injury. And that Rodgers was still pretty good enough to win an NFL MVP in 2021. So, you know, we're only 6 weeks in. We'll see what happens here over the final 12 weeks. But for the Steelers, so far, so good.
Ray, last thing for you. Any crisis mode thinking in Pittsburgh? You're still in first place in the division, but Packers at home, Colts at home, and then at the Chargers, who are kind of leaning a little bit to primetime games in that one. Where are we going with Pittsburgh right now? How are we feeling?
Yeah, really tough stretch. I think we're going to find out a lot about this football team over this three-game stretch. For me, the biggest thing is they got to fix their defense. 375 yards on average a game they give up. If they're not creating turnovers, they're a very average to below average defense. So they got to get that back on track. They got to start stopping people and not relying on turnovers as much as they have.
Ray Fittipaldi, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, talking about the Steelers. Thank you, Ray. Let's talk about them Brownies coming off a blowout win against the Dolphins. From BrownZone.com, let's welcome back to the show Scott Petrak. Scott, you look at Cleveland demolition of Miami, and we'll talk about whether or not it was more of a Miami thing than a Cleveland thing, but Quinshon Judkins, 3 touchdowns, and I guess Dylan Gabriel, when you talk about game management, that was it in the Webster's definition this past weekend.
Yeah, I mean, the weather dictated part of that. Miami, obviously, like you mentioned, dictated part of that. Gabriel hasn't thrown a pick yet. He's come close. He probably should have thrown a few, but he hasn't. And as long as you do that and you can run the ball okay, and the Browns defense played lights out, that's got to be the recipe. It just works much easier when it comes against Miami.
Yeah, and the thing about it, too, is Judkins gives him a legit run game, you know, with 3 touchdowns and stuff on Sunday. He looks really good.
Yeah, he does. You know, it was an interesting, and Miami knew they were going to run, and the weather was the weather. So, you know, his average per carry was only 3.4, I think, and if you take away the 46-yarder, it was the Browns were down to like 1.8. But he has the ability to move the pile and pick up first downs. He did that. They ran him out of the wildcat near the goal line, and he had 2 touchdowns. And then he showed the ability to go long distance with that 46-yarder, and he finds a crease and then explodes and outruns guys. So he really is, you know, you hate to get too carried away after, you know, he's only played 6 games, but I certainly think he's the real deal.
Hey, Scott, it seems like Cleveland, like when I'm looking at, you know, picking scores for the games, if Cleveland's on the road, to me, their defense doesn't travel for the whole 4 quarters like it does at home. Mm-hmm. And then it puts more pressure on the quarterback. And I don't know if he is good enough to get wins on the road.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, the defense had that issue even in 2023 when it was number one in the NFL. It didn't play as well on the road, which, you know, it's probably natural for defenses, but it was obvious in the, you know, the splits that year. I don't know if the sample size is big enough this year. You know, there's been turnovers in Detroit, I'm thinking of, but even in Pittsburgh, you know, there was stuff went wrong there. But, you know, they had a chance to win in London against Minnesota, and the defense didn't get the stop at the end that it needed to get. So, you know, I don't think you're wrong about a lot of that. And you're certainly correct. Dylan Gabriel has not shown the ability to go win a game. Maybe he has it in him, but he's not getting a lot of help either. They don't have the receivers, I don't think, to say go win a game. And that makes it really hard no matter who's playing quarterback.
Will Shedeur Sanders get a shot this year?
Yeah, I think the only way he doesn't is if the Browns go on some kind of run where we're talking about playoffs, right? And they have a chance to make the playoffs. Then you don't change your quarterbacks. But let's assume they don't and they finish with whatever number of wins and the playoffs are out of the picture, then I certainly think the organization wants to get a look at him. I don't think it's going to be any, you know, in the next couple of weeks, but, you know, could we see in late November, early December, Shedeur Sanders? I would certainly expect that.
Scott Petrak, BrownZone.com. Scott, last thing for you. Quarterbacks aside, Gabriel and Shedeur, how good's this draft class been so far for the Browns here?
Yeah, it's been really good. And, you know, I think big picture, I wonder, okay, can you have a, let's call it transformative draft class if you don't find your quarterback, you know, your long-term quarterback? I don't know. That's probably a discussion for another day. But outside of those two guys, they're getting a lot of production. They have 14 rookies on the roster, some of them undrafted, obviously. But Carson Schwechter, linebacker, is playing really well. Mason Graham, I thought, had a couple of average weeks and then played, was really active against Miami. We mentioned Judkins, you know, they just have guys across the roster. Harold Fannin Jr., the tight end, is leading the team in catches. So they're getting a lot of production from the young guys, which is what they need as they try to rebuild this roster.
Scott Petrak, BrownZone.com. Scott, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy your Turn It Up Tuesday, Cleveland at New England coming up this week. And we'll get into all of that as we break down the 2025 Week 8 schedule already in the National Football League. Don't forget, we got the Feeble Five coming up later on in the program as well. Thursday Night Football, Minnesota's at the Chargers. Two teams right now kind of on the ropes.
Yes.
Had high expectations coming into the season. But joining us now, we talk about the Bengals. Notes from the North. And he's with the AP. Joe Flacco. Yes, he's elite. At least he was last Thursday. He's Joe Reedy. Joe, thanks for the time. And old Jolton Joe Flacco, bringing back some memory. That tight spiral is still good. He throws it to the other team more than he used to. But how impressive was it watching Joe Flacco get the receivers involved and winning against the Steelers this past week?
It was good to see him get on a quick rapport. I mean, he kind of said, if you can't get on a quick rapport with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, you know, what are you doing in this league? I think the thing that impressed me the most, which they really didn't do in Joe Burrow's first couple games and they really didn't do under Jake Browning, is the offensive line, for the most part, played well. I think Flacco realized he had to do a lot of quick passes to make that well. But also the running game was very productive with Pirine and Chase Brown. So if they can continue to get that consistency on offense, it's Flacco getting it to Higgins and Chase doesn't concern me at all. It's kind of the rest of the offense. Can it go to the level of those three guys?
Yeah, the biggest thing with Joe, and I think what hurt him at Cleveland, you know, once when you pressure him, then he starts to rattle and starts to throw interceptions. And as long as, like, I was shocked at the O-line that they gave him that much time to throw.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you compare the Browns offensive line and the Bengals offensive line, I would actually give it to the Browns offensive line, even though they've had, like, the combination of five different lines in 6 weeks. I mean, the Bengals just weren't pass protecting. They weren't run blocking. I mean, the reason why Joe Burrow got hurt was, you know, pass protection. So the fact that, you know, they played pretty well, but I think also Zach Taylor realizing that Joe does have the quick passing game and everything. And that one ball that he threw to T. Higgins on the quick slant to put him up 14-10 was kind of a microcosm of the game, and it was good to see. I mean this week is actually Joe Flacco having 10 days to relax and get more up to speed with living in Cincinnati and more of the game plan and everything. This was a guy who came in, you know, 2 weeks ago on Tuesday and had to play two games in 9 days.
Now, Joe, what about the defense? And is Ja'Marr Stewart showing anything? Is Hendrickson going to be healthy this week?
Hendrickson still day to day. Shamar Stewart showing some flashes of stuff, but it's the back seven right now that I think is really a concern. Logan Wilson, who had played well the past 3-4 years, has gotten benched for a rookie. Cam Taylor Britt, a healthy scratch this past week against Pittsburgh, and they're really falling. The defense is putting the team in a big hole early. The Pittsburgh game was the fifth time in seven games an opposing team has scored a touchdown on the opening drive. So it's hard to imagine the Bengals' offense being worse than it was last year, especially without Golden coming in and being the defensive coordinator, but it truly is.
All right, Joe, last thing. You got the Jets and Bears at home next 2 weeks before the bye. Will the Bengals be above 500 when they hit their bye week?
Probably 4-5. I think right now they should beat the Jets, especially with the quarterback upheaval. But that Chicago game's going to be tough. It looks like Caleb and the new coach there,
Ben Johnson.
They've got a nice rapport going, and that's a pretty stout offense. So 4-5 right now, I think, is pretty realistic.
Joe Reedy, the Associated Press. Thanks, Joe. Talking about the Bengals coming off that big win against the Steelers last Thursday. We'll come back, reset the program for you. News from the Nest, top of the hour. You want to join us for that? You can at 410-583-1057. No Lamar practice yesterday. They're still 6.5-point favorites against the Bears. No Lamar, no chance against Chicago. You want to get in and devise a plan in which Baltimore could get the win. And then Mike Exiso joining us 12:30. Talk about the World Series. Toronto and the Dodgers starts on Friday. I'm going to go with the team that wears blue and white.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
TNC's apply. T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.